the Virginia Energy Sense program gives you lots of tools to help take control of your energy usage and lower the amount of electricity that you use every day. You know, reducing energy puts money back in your pocket. And at this time of year, we're it's the summertime. A little change in a little extra change is helpful, especially if we're heading out on vacation. But it also helps the economy. It cleans out our air and land. And that's why we say that here at our program, saving energy just makes good sense.
Well, it really does. And, you know, in a lot of things, when you go and you take a look at this website, a lot of it, it's just common sense and small things, but it all does really add up.
Exactly. It really isn't a big investment, and it's not a big detriment to comfort. And with a few simple steps, you can save about 10% on your energy bill. And so that's why we call it the 10% challenge. You know, take a look at what you're doing and take a few steps and see if you can save 10% on your electricity bill.
Talk about some of those steps, Andy, because, again, they really are things that in most cases we can do, and we're not even going to notice the difference, but we are going to notice a difference in what we're paying.
Exactly. Well, in the average household, almost half of your annual energy bill goes to heating and air conditioning. That's more than $900 a year. So that's where you can begin. And at this time of year, with the heat building outside, think about ways to keep the heat out. Take a look at your insulation up on your attic and in that crawl space up there. You may have want to improve the quality of your insulation. Also think about insulation around recessed lighting that you may have. That attic door, or just go around the outside, make sure it's not leaking. There are lots of places where hot air can sneak into your house. And that, by taking care of those steps, a nice weekend project, you can have a big impact on your utility bill.
And again, something that's easy to do. And, you know, it'll help you this time of year. It'll also help you when it starts getting cold.
Definitely. This is a good time of year to think about those windows with that sun pouring in, that if you're going to leave for the day, close the blinds or the drapes so that you don't heat up your house. The goal is to lessen the load on your cooling system. As long as it doesn't have to work as hard, it's not using as much energy. So it's pretty logical. The other big thing is around the house, think about ways of keeping that cool air in. And look for any gaps that you might have in around windows, doors, underneath the door. Make sure those are all caulked and sealed. One area that people don't think about is on the exterior walls, you have electrical outlets and you have light switches. Sometimes there are gaps underneath those plates. You can actually buy or get the very inexpensive little foam covers to go over a light switch or a electrical outlet that'll seal those gaps and, again, improve the leak, cut down on the air leakage.
And those are things a lot of times we don't even think about, but, again, every little bit helps.
Yeah, an example, we moved into a relatively new house. We thought, you know, new construction, it's going to be well-built. I opened up the plate to look at it. We had nice gaps around everything. They just didn't finish the insulation and didn't do a very good job. So we went through the house and sealed up those with those little foam gaskets.
Well, and all of this helps your you'll use less energy. Your heat pump, or however you're keeping your house cool this time of year, won't also have to, you know, perhaps work as hard.
Definitely. You know, and also this is a good time of year to get that system tuned up, to get the professional in to take a look at it, make sure it's in good operating order. Certainly, you don't want the system to die on you on a hot July weekend, and it always seems to happen on the weekend. And then you've got, you know, 90-plus degrees and high humidity, and maybe you've got the family visiting for 4th of July. And again, no air conditioning. So this is a good time of year to schedule a tune-up for the system. Make sure it's operating at top performance. Things you can do yourself include changing the filters on a regular basis. Usually it's every 3 months. Sometimes if you have pets, you may want to do it more often. But a clean filter means your system is going to work more efficiently.
If you go to VirginiaEnergySense.org, under Energy 101, great tips there. You can just go through there. I mean, I found that on that website to be just invaluable information.
It's all seasons. We've got information for all seasons. We're just talking about the summer season,
yeah.
But come fall, you may want to think about heating. We also have programs for and information for kids. This is something new that we've added. This may be a good summer project for you and your family. We have developed a curriculum for elementary age kids on energy savings. And one of the things is you can do with your children, you can do a home energy assessment. And we have a guide and some games and things like that. So if you're looking for something that is educational, it fits into the state's standards of learning approved by the Virginia Department of Education. So it's a great little program. You can download it for free from our website.
Again, it's VirginiaEnergySense.org. Great, great website.
One of the easiest things you can do in the summer is adjust that thermostat to be more efficient with your energy usage. If you're going to be leaving the house to go to work and you're going to be gone for 8 hours, why not take the thermostat up a few degrees? Try 4 degrees. Bring it up 4 degrees. Then when you come home, bring it back down, and maybe at night it'll cool it off. That way you're not using as much energy during the day, and you're not making your system work as hard. You can do that manually, or you can invest in a smart thermostat. These are programmable thermostats that you can control with your smartphone. And they're a great handy tool because you can program them for the whole week, or if you're going away on vacation, you can pre-program them and adjust it by smartphone if you need to.
The other thing is on really hot days, any days where there's a lot of sun, close curtains too. That keeps the sun out.
Definitely. You want to close those curtains to keep the cool air in and the hot air out. And then, of course, the final sort of key point that people need to do is manage the lights. Use the energy-efficient LED bulbs. Turn off lights when you don't need them. Unplug devices when you don't need them. Think about all the devices we have at home now that are using electricity, chargers, computers, home entertainment systems, kitchen appliances. You can actually make a dent in your utility bill by just unplugging a few things or turning them off when they're not in use.
Now, the big thing, the thing that I'm always preaching to everyone about is that, you know, you leave a room, turn a light off. But again, the second thing now also is when you don't need to have your phone charging up or a computer charging up, like you say, unplug that stuff.
Right. They use what's called a vampire load. Even the tiny little charger that's plugging in your phone is using a tiny bit of electricity. Sometimes if you feel it, it's warm,
mm-hmm.
and the phone is 100% charged, but it's still using a tiny bit of electricity. In the kitchen, your coffee maker, your toaster oven, other appliances that are plugged in, and they've got those little LED lights on them, they're using a tiny bit of electricity. So again, it all adds up if you unplug a few devices or turn them off.